stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. With that, I would like to send out some special dedications to some dear friends out on the eastern seaboard. First of all, it would be a song going out to my dear friends in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter and Myrna. For them today, it'll be a song for them by Clate Butt called Time and Tide. We'll then follow with the First Lady of Newfoundland, as I often have called her, and many as well have called her, Miss Joan Morrissey. And from Miss Joan, it'll be Don't Come Where We're To, Stay Where You're At. And then we'll wrap up with the King of the Newfies, as we also like to call Michael T. Wall. And it'll be a song going out to him today called Down Home in Newfoundland. With that, I would like to dedicate these to all our East Coast listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening. Here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com.
Time that is remembered as our golden heritage. The old folks hold the memories and share them with our kids. They tell of simple pleasures of the oceans heal so strong, but now they're only fossils of a golden age long gone. Let's hear the men from Newfoundland who were brought up from the sea, who worked till dusk and suffered such no one should ever see, and all the pain, was it all in vain? I guess we'll never know. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow. The young folks now are torn between their culture and their needs. How can you raise a family on a raped and barren sea? Most will leave for other shores, but a few will struggle on and light the torch, a beacon for the ghosts of good times gone. Let's hail the men from Newfoundland who were brought up from the sea, who worked till dusk and suffered such no one should ever see, and all the pain, was it all in vain? I guess we'll never know. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow. Generations come and then they go. A new one forges on. Our future turns to history, even as I sing this song. Time and tide, they'll not abide. They'll wait for us no more. Oh, and then we'll finally see the light on that strange, uncharted shore. Let's hear the men from Newfoundland who were brought up from the sea, who worked till dusk and suffered such no one should ever see. And all the pain, was it all in vain? I guess we'll never know. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow.
There ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. When you come here and find the pace is slow, and people just refuse to jump and go. If you can't raise a smile and carry through, then don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch, there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. If you can live your life with ease and grace, and try to grab the other fellow's place. If you just can't relax and let her by, then stay back over on the other side. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch, there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. Our laughs. It's milking that big golden mainland calf. Just think, for every newfie joke you hear, oh, you're paying 20 million bucks a year. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at.
I'm changing my direction, gonna leave from where I've been. Got a yearning to be back there with the folks I understand. Gonna plant my feet on Happy Street, down home in Newfoundland. Down home in Newfoundland, where the sun's gonna shine on a happy man. That's where I'm gonna lose all my sorrow. Down home in Newfoundland, where the air is fresh and I feel so grand. And I'll be there tomorrow. I spent some time in Montreal, but the city wasn't me. So I thumbed along on the 401 and I headed for BC. But I couldn't find a place of mine, so I changed my plan. Gonna thumb her back to the little old shack down home in Newfoundland. Down home in Newfoundland, where the sun's gonna shine on a happy man. That's where I'm gonna lose all my sorrow. Down home in Newfoundland, where the air is fresh and I feel so grand, and I'll be there tomorrow. There's something about a newfie that ties him to his home. As hard as there though anywhere, his footsteps chance to roam. Where tomorrow's around the corner, they'll help you if they can. Gonna see the folks I love the most down home in Newfoundland. The sun's gonna shine on a happy man. That's where I'm gonna lose all my sorrow. Down home in Newfoundland, where the air is fresh and I feel so grand. And I'll be home tomorrow. Down home in Newfoundland, in good old Newfoundland, in good old.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Way Ask friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of Willie Nelson favorites here on the Way Back with Johnny's 93rd birthday to Willie Nelson, the Red-Headed Stranger. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to three classics here this morning. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic, which is another one of those essential songs in his career called Always On My Mind. We'll then follow with Me and Paul, which is one of my all-time favorites of Willie's because it is a great story song. And then we'll wrap up this set with another tribute song that he did to Lefty Frizzell. And it's going to be Lefty's old classic, but as done by Willie, called If You've Got the Money, I've Got the Time. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind, tell me Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
two, one, two, three, four, one.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry, let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Friends, it's once again an honor to welcome our way back with Johnny Woodlock, 93rd anniversary of the birth of Willie Nelson, a true tribute artist who is keeping alive the memory and the legacy of country music's redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson. Please welcome in this, the third and final part of this interview, our good friend, Dan Thompson, tribute artist and singer-songwriter in his own right. With that, following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic as recorded by Willie Nelson himself and also Fern Young, and is called, of course, that all-time classic, Hello Walls. With that, here's Dan Thompson once again. Here he is, friends. And so in looking at your own career in music, where can we look forward to seeing you perform this summer, for instance?
I have performances, gigs, whatever, set up for my own band. My own band consists of my family. I don't know if you know
that. Yes, your daughter sings with you. I know that.
Yeah, my son plays bass guitar.
Nice.
And my wife plays acoustic guitar.
Nice.
And I play I play electric guitar in that version of the band. So we play. I've been recording music since the 1980s.
Oh, nice. Yes.
I have five albums out. You can find me on Spotify if you search for The Thompson Band.
Okay. Yes.
And you'll find a lot of my music on Spotify. The last album I did was during COVID. So I have a recording studio in my house. So I recorded a lot of it there. And then I would send the track out to different people that I wanted to have on it. Like I have Brent Mason playing guitar on it.
Nice. Yes.
Janae Fleener playing fiddle and mandolin.
Amazing.
Drummer from Rascal Flatts playing drums.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I have a lot of people, really good players on it.
For sure.
And then my last album that I did during COVID, I had mixed at a place called Metal Works in Mississauga.
Okay. Yes. I see.
Yeah. Metal Works. It's owned by a band called Triumph.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah. So I did that.
And would you say it's easier to do that stuff nowadays than it would have been, well, for instance, in Willie's era or anyone's era back in the 60s or 70s?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Back
then you had to go to specific studios that are known to make hits.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you have to use specific producers and engineers, you know, ones that are also known for hit songs.
Yes.
So back then it was much harder. Now the software is so easy to use, and you just need a regular computer, and you can, you know, buy some computers, recording speakers, and hook up your own mics yourselves and that kind of stuff.
Well, it's like even the radio show, I do it all in my own room, and it goes over the airwaves. So yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. I have so I don't know if you knew this, but in Cornwall, I did a live recording in the entire night.
Is that right? So, yes.
Yeah, I did. So nice. I will have, I did a live recording, and I'm mixing all the songs now.
Nice.
And I'll have a live album.
Oh, great. Great. Good to hear, Dan. Yes, for sure. We'll make sure we get a copy of it. For sure.
Yeah, I'll absolutely make sure you get one.
Okay, I appreciate that, for sure.
Yeah, it'll be live in Cornwall, so at Oldsville.
Great. Sounds good. Yes. Well, I did a little bit of recording of a couple of songs there from that show as well, which I'll play after the interviews. But yes, I really appreciate that. You probably have better quality sound than I do on my phone, but yes.
Yeah, we took the sound right from the mixer.
Nice, yes.
So we have like the mixer quality sound.
Oh, good.
It turned out pretty good, actually.
Yes.
You're airing it Sunday, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. I could probably send a couple of songs over to you.
Okay, I really appreciate that, if you could. One is that I'm wanting is City of New Orleans, if you could. Yes, for sure.
Good.
Yeah. So in wrapping up for today, is there any certain stories of Willie Nelson that you've heard over the years that you would like to share?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you one right now.
Yeah.
So, Willie Nelson recorded Hello Walls.
Yes.
But actually, Young recorded it first.
Exactly, yes.
And Farron and Willie were sitting around and talking, and a camera happened to be on. And Farron was saying that people made fun of him all the time about that song. And he would say, "What song?" And they'd say, you know, the one where he says, you know, "Hello bathtub, hello sink, hello,
yes,
hello commode," you know, that crazy.
Exactly.
Song. And that what they were speaking of was "Hello Walls."
Yes.
So Farron Young wrote that one, and Willie tried to sell it to him one time for $500.
Wow.
$500 Willie wanted for. Farron said, "I'm not going to give you $500 for that song." He said, "I'll tell you what. I'm going to loan you $500. 3 weeks later, Willie received a $20,000 check.
Oh, wow.
$20,000 check already. That song went to number one, and royalties came in like crazy.
Exactly, for sure.
So,
and it's been a classic ever since. As we were saying, it's a standard in many ways, yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it is. Yep. Hello, sink. Hello, commode.
Exactly.
Hello, where did Willie come up with that?
I have no idea, but maybe one of his pot tricks.
Well, who knows? Everyone thinks, right?
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
That's what everyone thinks.
So let's say if you were to meet Willie Nelson and it was his 93rd birthday, what would you share or say to him?
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't know if you'd ever have any certain question or whatever for him.
No, I'd probably just thank him for the music.
Exactly. Yes.
And thank him for all the music. And I do wonder if he was high when he wrote many of the songs.
Well, yes. We all do. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, probably I would ask him about that. But, you know, Willie used to... Some people didn't really appreciate that Willie sang ahead of the beat or behind the beat. Like Waylon one time said, Willie couldn't find a beat if his life depended on it.
Yes.
But it's, that isn't true. Willie always knew where the beat was. It's just what he, that's how he wanted to sing.
Exactly. And that's why he's still going strong all these years later. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. He never, ever faded away because, like I said, we are like a cult following. We love Willie and always will.
That's right. Exactly. For sure.
So, yeah. And even though he's 93 years old, he's still trying to perform for people.
And it's amazing to see that he's still out on the road all these years later, for sure. Especially when you think of the peers that he knew, like Ray Price and Johnny Cash. They're all gone in their 70s. Except for Ray, of course, died in his 80s. But yes.
Yeah, he's still going.
Exactly. It's amazing.
I mean, I think Willie's just about burnt out now.
Yes.
But yes, he's near the end of his career.
Of course. But he's still recording.
He'll always have fans.
For sure. For sure. Well, with that, Dan, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to do another interview if you come through town sometime.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I think, in 2027.
Yes?
Possibly coming to Morrisburg.
Oh, nice. That'd be nice, yes.
Yeah, so it could end up being there soon.
For sure.
I have a new show that I'm putting together also.
Yes?
It's called Outlaws to the Highwayman.
Nice, yes.
It features Waylon and Willie together, and then it features Johnny and Chris together.
Oh, nice, yes. Okay.
So it's a night of how the outlaw movement started, the songs, the people, and then how the Highwaymen started, and the people and the songs.
Sounds fun, for sure.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
a great show.
Well, let me know more about it sometime, and I'll for sure plug it for you. Yes.
All right, Danny.
For sure. Well, you have a good day, and God bless you, and we'll say happy birthday to Willie, for sure.
Same to you.
Yes. Talk to you soon. Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello, walls. How things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here. Is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, Celia. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We gotta all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time. I've got a feeling she'll be gone.
Hello, Hello, friends. This here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to tell you all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin. And for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
Long time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
Well, yes, friends, so I'd like to once again pay tribute to two most recent recordings that came out of the Library of Country Music when it came to Willie Nelson's recordings. The first one is a song that really says it as it is, because he is the last leaf standing. And then we'll follow with the recently recorded and released single called Dreamcatcher, which just came out on April 29th. That was Wednesday past, in honor of his 93rd birthday. With that, we'll dedicate these to the Red-Headed Stranger, Willie Nelson, a true living legend of our country music. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Willie.
I'm the last leaf on a tree. The autumn took the rest, but it won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. When the autumn wind blows, they're already gone. They flutter to the ground. They just can't hang on. And there's nothing in this world that I ain't seen. I greet all the new ones that are coming in green. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. They say I got staying power here on the tree, but I've been here since Eisenhower, and I've outlived even he. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last. Let's leave on the tree. I fight off the snow, I fight off the hail. Nothing makes me go. I'm like some vestigial tale. I'll be here through eternity. If you want to know how long, if they cut down on this tree, I'll show up in a song. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last. Let's leave on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree. Looking back at me, almost didn't recognize. Wasn't I just a kid moving to Tennessee with an old guitar and eyes full of stars, chasing a crazy dream? But time just seemed to vanish right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with the sacrifice, but it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me. Last night a new song came to me, faster than I could write it down. Sometimes I wonder if there'll be another. Then another comes around. Time just seems to vanish right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with sacrifice, but it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're dream chasing like me. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me.
And yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with that mention, it is a song that Willie Nelson recorded originally, but it was also a major hit for Patsy Cline in 1962. This is an all-time classic and one of the most essential songs in the Willie Nelson self-penned song library of country music. That, of course, is a song called Crazy. So let's dedicate this to all our Patsy fans out there today. And we'll also dedicate this to our red-headed stranger, Willie Nelson, who, if it wasn't for him, this song would never have been in existence. With that, welcome in, friends. Now here's from 1962, it's that all-time classic that needs no introduction but is a true song in its own right, Crazy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Crazy.
for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Well, yes, friends, once again, that wraps up another Way Back with Johnny program here on the Way Back with Johnny's 93rd anniversary and the birthday of Willie Nelson for this Sunday morning. With that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and also mention that Willie is still going strong all these years later. He still performs about 200 dates a year. And with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to two classics as we send us all the way home today. But I would also like to mention that he's been inducted into many Hall of Fames over the years, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2023 and the Original Country Music Hall of Fame in 1993. With that mentioned, Willie is a true treasure of our country music industry, keeping alive the memories of Hank Williams and Ray Price and a lot of those that have gone before us. I would also like to dedicate this program to the Redheaded Stranger today and wish him a very happy 93rd birthday and belated birthday. With that mentioned, let's send us all the way home now with two classics. First of all, it's going to be his all-time friend, Waylon Jennings, and Precious Memories. And then we'll send us all the way home with, yes, my all-time favorite Willie Nelson gospel song that he recorded with the legendary wagon master Porter Wagoner, and called When the Silver Eagle Meets the Great Speckled Bird. With that, we'll be back next weekend, same great time, same great place, as we celebrate our official 10 years in radio. Can you believe that? It's been a decade as of next week. With that, we'll celebrate along with you, my many listeners, 10 years of memories. So with that, may God bless and keep y'all until we meet again. And yes, have a safe and happy week. So long for now, friends. And happy birthday, Redheaded Stranger Willie Nelson. We still love you, buddy.
As I wander on life's pathway, I know not what the future holds. As I ponder, home grows fonder, precious sacred scenes unfold. Stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
in the stillness of the midnight.
Precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious memories, Lord, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of midnight, precious sacred scenes. Singing country music all across the USA. But the wheels one day will fold up and our wings will take the curves when the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
The pearly gates will open and the angel band will ring. Standing on the golden stage, we'll hear the great one sing. We'll have a grand old opera like no one has ever heard. When the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
When Gabriel blows his trumpet, all the bands will be in tune. When the golden curtain rises, there'll be only standing room. We'll entertain the master in his grand old opera church. When the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird. And we'll entertain the master in his grand old opera church. When the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird. When the shiny silver eagle meets the great speckled bird.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.
Hey, we're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Welcome to Frisson Radio, bringing you the best and brightest of Canadian sounds.
What's up, world? This is Nabil Pervez, and I'll be your host for the first hour of the show. This week, we're going to travel through a variety of genres, starting with R&B and soul, and then transitioning into rap. After that, we'll get into some funk and disco vibes, before ending off the hour in a house wave. Canadians in the lineup this week include the likes of Sean Leon, Moel, Hamlet, Clay, The Honest Guy, Lando, Ashton Francis, and Jada G, among several others. An international representation comes from artists including The Marlowe's, Anra, Blue in Exile, Isaiah Rashad, Asha Puthley, and DJ Seinfeld, just to name a few. We've got a lot of music to get into, so let's get things moving right along. First up is Toronto multi-hyphenate Sean Leon with a smooth new one called Millennial Child.